This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 367.5, down 5.25. March corn, 380.25, down 5. May corn, 389.25, down 5. January soybeans, 1033.75, down 5.25. March soybeans, 1039.75, down 6.25. May soybeans, 1045.75, down 6.5. December wheat, 542.25, down 5. March wheat, 549.5, down 4. May wheat, 557, down 3.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon. Corn futures weakened due to slow export sales, while improving weather conditions in South America helped to push soybean futures lower. However, improvement in cash corn and soybean basis helped to support cash bids. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 6 cents weaker at 329 to 360. Soybean bids mostly 18 cents higher at 984 to 1023. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 5 cents at 333 to 355, and soybean bids mostly 13 to 17 higher at 1006 to 1042. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 to 4 cents at 331 to 359, soybean bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 992 to 1046, and the wheat bids dropped 5 to 8 cents at 453 to 494. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids 5 to 6 cents lower at 1026 to 1044. Basis ended steady to 1 cent lower, range from 8 under to 10 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $409.90 to $424.90 per ton. That's down $3.50, with basis unchanged ranging from 35 to 50 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended mixed at 366 to 378, with basis steady to 6 cents stronger, range from 200 to 10 over December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 358 to 362, with basis 2 to 4 cents stronger, range from 10 to 6 under December. Soybean prices ended mixed at 1038 to 1061, with basis up 2 to 19 cents, ranging from 4 to 27 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place our producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 386 to 387. These same elevators raise their soybean prices 20 cents with quotations at 1074 to 1077. Soft red winter wheat ended 5 cents lower at 517 to 543, and Milo down 5 to 6 cents at 412 to 413. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 340 up to 360. January soybean bids 993 to 1018. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 341 up to 362. January soybean bids at 1011 to 1036. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 345 to 365. January soybean bids at 1014 to 1045, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois. Those bids range from $5 up to $5.33. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, $169.50, down $1.40. February live cattle, $170.02, down $2.12. April live cattle, $168.80, down $1.62. January feeder cattle, $233.35, down $3. March feeder cattle, $231.45, down $2.70. April feeder cattle, $231.75, down $2.85. December lean hogs, $91.32, up 67 cents. February lean hogs, $90.50, up 5 cents. April lean hogs, $92.55, down 40 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday, the 24th, afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 72 cents higher in a range of $75 to $88, with a weighted average carcass price of $85.83. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 61 to 67, 4 to 5 weight at 63 to 70, 5 to 6 weight at 66 to 72, and over 6 weight at 67 to 74. In the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gelts of country buying points are trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $56 to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled $19,649. The Fairview Sale Barn Special Feeder Auction report for Saturday, November 22nd, was a certified Angus beef special. Receipts were $2,457. All calves are preconditioned and on a vaccination program. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 weight at 229 to 336, 5 weight at 264 to 295, 6 weight at 242 to 274, 7 weight at 239 to 263, and some 8 weights at 220 to 245. Feeder steers, medium and large, 1s and 2s, 5 weight at 250 to 270, 6 weight at 235 to 247, 7 weight at 230 to 244.50. Feeder heifers, medium and large, 4 weight at 271 to 283, 5 weight at 251 to 275, 6 weight at 221 to 264, some 7 weights at 223 to 240, and 8 weight at 193. And feeder heifers, medium and large, 1s and 2s, 5 weight at 242.50 to 249. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 170 and on a dress basis traded at 268. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 385 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $93.41, which was 2 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $255.70, which is 48 cents higher, with select carcasses at $242.25, which was 32 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000 compared to 111,000 for last week and 125,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 435,000 compared to 427,000 last week and 427,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.57. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.62. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.57. December corn delivered to Scottville, $3.53. November and December beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.35. November and December beans delivered to Scottville, $10.35. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.07. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.57. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $10.35, and wheat at Scottville is $5.07. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the morning farm show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois. Color radar showing no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has a dump body, snow plow, or salt spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has this equipment ready for immediate delivery. Just give them a call at 854-6706. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck Equipment has you covered for all your truck equipment service and repair needs, farm bodies and hoists, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you may need. Call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or ctemi.com.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge, know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your field, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of need.
For today, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the mid-30s with light west winds. For tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, becoming cloudy with a 50-50 chance of snow or rain, high temperatures in the low 40s. And your extended forecast for Thanksgiving Day through Saturday, partly cloudy skies and warmer, low temperatures by Saturday in the mid-30s. High temperatures in the low 50s. Right now, west winds at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is rising. Our temperature under clear skies, 30 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Black Friday is starting early this year at your local Sears Hometown store in the Litchfield Shopping Plaza. During the VIP event Wednesday, November 26th, get Black Friday pricing from 5 till 8 p.m. Plus, get 36-month special financing on almost everything over $299 with a qualifying Sears card, or extra 5% off on almost everything with your Sears card. So stop by your local Sears Hometown store in the Litchfield Shopping Plaza for the Black Friday pricing VIP event. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers valid Wednesday, November 26th from 5 till 8 p.m. only.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Loudoun and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, Auburn, and St. Peter. We'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Leave the husband and kids at home and join the ladies at Seavers Equipment Company for an evening of Christmas shopping at the 2014 Case IH Ladies Night Out. They have a large selection of Case IH clothing for men, women, and children, and everything that's Case IH. Call Jody and Hamill for more information at 618-633-2622. That's 618-633-2622. Ladies Night Out at Seavers Equipment Company in Auburn, November 25th from 5 till 7. Need something pink? They have that too.
Relevance in today's global marketplace takes more than words. It takes commitment to CHS. This commitment includes investments of $200 million in Illinois over the past 4 years. Across the United States, total committed investments exceed $5 billion, upgrading refineries, building the first cooperatively owned fertilizer plant in 35 years to supply your nitrogen needs, and much more. CHS, farmer-owned with global connections, remaining relevant for you. CHS Loudoun Business Unit.
With the election of a new governor, Midwest Truckers Association President Don Schaefer says he's curious to see how many key transportation issues will be addressed in the near future.
Well, I think not just trucking, but the whole business community, the whole transportation sector, everyone's eagerly awaiting to see what's going to happen with the new governor. Is there going to be new transportation policy? Is there going to be new taxation policy? You know, are we going to be looking at different approaches to doing things with the new governor? It's a good question. We'll find out after he's sworn in January 12th. We had interesting to listen to the governor speak, heard him speak Friday in Chicago at a meeting, and, you know, the positive attitude that he has about making change, I think, kind of got everybody in the mood of, well, maybe change is good no matter what. We don't know what it's going to mean, but what we've had up to now probably hasn't worked, and it's time to do something different. So I think people are really looking forward to hearing, you know, what some of his plans are. From a transportation standpoint, I think that our biggest concern, of course, is stable infrastructure, improving our infrastructure, maintaining it, and keeping it in good shape. One of the things that we know, both from a federal and from a state standpoint, is that we haven't been giving the financial support to keep the infrastructure up. In other words, you know, we haven't seen increases in motor fuel taxes in 18, 20 years, and other funding issues have not come about. And so the question is, you know, how are we going to support, keeping our roads and bridges in good shape with less and less money being collected and used for that purpose? What the governor's going to do, we really don't know. But we do anticipate that at least there's going to be some discussion about what means we're going to use to keep our infrastructure in good shape.
And you did say earlier off-air that we may not be looking at a transportation plan out of Washington now with a Republican Congress and a Democratic president.
Well, that's one thing. You know, in Washington, of course, we've seen a situation where now both the House and the Senate are controlled by the Republican Party. A lot of people are predicting, well, we're going to see deadlock in Washington for the next 2 years until the next presidential election. And, you know, that's a good question. Is anything going to happen during the next 2 years? I don't think we know. But if that's the case, I think we'll just see our transportation plan limp along and no one come up with a real decision on the federal level of how to improve our transportation funding situation. You know, in Illinois, there's been a lot of discussion. There's a lot of groups that are looking at different options of ways to improve our transportation system. There's been talk of motor fuel tax increases. There's been talk of vehicle mile tax increases. There's talk about taking sales tax revenue and making sure it goes for roads and bridges and repair and construction and what have you. I think no matter what happens, I think everyone would like to see that discussion continue because there's not more money coming into the pot right now, and anything we can do to improve that situation, I mean, it's good for everybody. It improves the infrastructure. Our economy runs on it, and without it, we just kind of fall backwards.
One item that has worked its way past the state government is on fracking.
Well, a couple of things. Of course, the fracking rules have finally been promulgated by the state and by the legislature. There was a challenge to the fracking rules, which was knocked down by the courts this past week, which gives us a little bit more indication that we're actually getting to the point where we may actually see this process used in oil and gas production in parts of Illinois. It's been a long road to get there, but appears that it's very close right now because of the fact that it stood up to a court challenge and the rulemaking process is completed. Fracking, the big thing they talk about is that the number of jobs that it's going to bring into the state of Illinois, and that's true. It will bring many, many, many jobs, and it could be a great boom to the economy in eastern and southeastern Illinois. You know, there are estimates that any time you open up a well in this type of a situation, it takes like 2,000 truckloads of sand, fluid, tools, equipment, what have you, to get that well going. You know, it takes a lot of people to do that type of work. It takes a lot of money being spent to get to that point, which is good for a lot of local economies. And that does. That throws a lot of money into local economies, which is good. And, there's been concerns expressed also is that, is this going to have an impact on local roads? Well, obviously it is. So I think the big challenge is going to be, as this whole fracking process moves ahead, is how do you balance out the benefits of this economic boom to the area with assuring that the roads stay in halfway decent shape and that, we don't ruin one thing to make money someplace else.
Very true. If the roads start deteriorating, then we're going to need to be able to fund that. So I suppose it's all about balance.
Well, a lot of those local roads are supported by property taxes. That's how townships, many township roads are get most of their financial support is from property taxes. And usually it's paid for by the people who live on those roads. So, there's going to be, obviously there's going to be some sort of debate on that, and there's going to be the issue is going to be discussed quite a lot because of the fact that, we're going to see hopefully, some sort of an economic impact of this whole process down in not too far away from us here, and that everybody benefits from it, and that it doesn't have a negative impact on the infrastructure of a lot of areas of rural Illinois.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.